All right, y'all have got 5 minutes to talk about the U.S. women's national team and Tour de France and whatever else you want to talk about.
5 minutes? The women's national team achieved something that only one other nation in the world has ever done.
It's back-to-back
World Cups. Yeah. And then they've won. No country has won more World Cups than the U.S. women, other than Brazil. That's five.
Yep.
Germany has four in the men. Brazil has five in the men's. The U.S. women has four. It's an amazing. And there hasn't even been that many women's World Cups. There's
been eight, right? And they've won four of them?
Yeah. It's the only international team more dominant than the U.S. women that I can think of. Well, the U.S. women's softball team and the U.S. women's beach volleyball and the U.S. and Chinese ping pong. You look up a Chinese ping pong in the Olympics, it is bonkers. The only teams that ever beat them are Chinese people who live in other countries that have defected.
Yeah.
That come around and beat Chinese. But anyway, the U.S. men's basketball team. They're
the Venus Williams of soccer.
Right. The U.S. men's basketball team has won like 20-something, all but two gold medals.
Yeah, that's probably the most dominant. Basketball's got to be our most dominant sport.
Yeah, men and women's basketball.
I mean,
times that the U.S. has not won gold.
Yeah.
Anyway.
There's no football in the Olympics.
Right. I was going to say no one else plays.
Remember the Reebok commercials where Emmitt Smith was trying to lobby for the Olympics to add American football?
Yeah, I do.
Emmitt Smith, Ryan, played running back for the Dallas Cowboys.
Turns out, not a great guy.
No, super not a great guy. Okay. Yeah, but also almost an Auburn Tiger. So if he had been an Auburn Tiger, I would have said
he would have become a better person. Yeah.
Wonderful dude.
In cycling, Ryan, you probably know this, but maybe some of our Origin Truthers don't. 2019 is the 100th anniversary of the Tour de France having a yellow jersey for the race leader.
Was that a thing? Like after World War I, they decided on a yellow jersey?
Well, 100 years ago would have been what?
1919. Yeah, after World War
I. Yeah. So it was after...
Wow, the Tour de France has been going on that
forever. So, but the thing is...
What kind of bikes were they
riding? In the original Tour, 1903, up until 1919, number one, there were no teams, so it was a super different race. Yeah, number two,
solo riders.
There were no gears. These cats were riding single-speed, fixed-gear bikes, and they weren't allowed to take any help from anybody else, so they had to do all their own bike repairs, and they couldn't throw any, like, trash. So they had to like all their like extra tubes and tires with them, and if they fix something,
they had to keep it
with the old like the broken wheel on their back
until they found a trash can.
No, until they finished the stinking race, the 3-week race.
For one, that's absurd. Two, I would like to see them go back to the do it all yourself.
They do that in gravel racing. Dirty Kansas is a popular one in Kansas. It's a gravel race, and you have to fix all your own stuff in that one too.
Cycling in Kansas is pretty. Straightforward. It's just
Except that it's on a flint gravel, so you're just popping tires left and right.
I'd like to see a NASCAR race where they had to get out and
change their own tires,
do their own car.
See, I've always said NASCAR would be great, be much better if they were actually in stock cars.
Right.
So if they were in
like a Grand Prix.
You have to drive a 2019 Ford Taurus.
Now you can tune it. You can't put your new engine.
No,
you have to tune the factory engine.
Yes, and
that's what they used to do.
You have to drive it to and from the racetrack. It has to be the guy's car, so it can't be
be street legal.
Yeah, street legal cars. You show up and drive it.
That's how I think that's where the term stock car.
I'm sure it comes is. Because I'd also like it to be a little bit more right turns involved.
Well,
it's just a lot of less. So I don't want. Is there any
race that goes backwards? And
I think there's a couple actually. Watkins Glen, if I'm wrong.
Let's see.
Murph will know.
Murph, tune in.
Watkins, NASCAR you're going to get.
I used to have a NASCAR video game on the Nintendo 64.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good
game. Well, they're all right. They can drive backwards.
That's a good philosophy of life.
That's right.
Anyway, this is also the 50th anniversary in Tour de France of a guy named Eddy Merckx, who is like somewhere between Michael Jordan and Jesus when it comes to cycling.
Wow.
Eddy Merckx. E-D-D-Y.
I get that.
First name. Last name, Merckx, M-E-R-C-K-X.
You can't put those letters together.
C-K-X. You can in Belgium. Eddy Merckx, Belgian. He is the most Belgian man of all time. He is born in Brussels to a Flemish father and a Wallonian mother.
Wow.
So he speaks both Flemish and French.
They speak about 12 languages in Belgium.
So he speaks He speaks both major languages of Belgium and was born in the third state in Belgium.
Aren't the French?
I'm not quite done yet, Ryan.
French kind of racist against Belgians?
Oh, they're racist. Everybody speaks English.
No, that's true.
Speaks French.
There's apparently some sort of buzzer going.
Turn that off.
I didn't have time to talk about how Everton lost.
We never talked
preseason friendly.
I want to talk a little bit more about Eddie Merckx.
I think
it's time we open the show.
In the 1969 Tour de France, this guy not only won the overall, he won the green and the polka dot jersey. It's never happened before or since. Chief, that would be like being the greatest running back, or leading the NFL in rushing and passing in the same year. It's just normally two completely different human beings that are able to do those kinds of things.
Cam Newton could almost do that.
Right. You'd have to be
of cycling.
He beat people by like an hour, like some insane amount of time in that race, to the point where everybody was complaining about him beating people too badly. Boat raced everyone. He ran up the score, and he was the Steve Spurrier of his era in that way.
Steve Spurrier was the coach that coached.
But shout out to Eddie Merckx, the greatest of all time. They call him the animal, or the cannibal, or just the goat in cycling.
Back, run like a wild man.
I watched you struggle, and I watched you wrestle with them angels.
Here he is, from Auburn University, Bo Jackson.
The Greg Jordan Hare Stadium time is 8:54 p.m. Your digital audio device is tuned in the Orange and True podcast brought to you by collegemagnolia.com. Such friendly folks there at collegemagnolia.com. Check out that site for all of the Auburn news you need. All the news that's fit to click, you can find it at collegemagnolia.com. To one side of me is amateur statistician. I incorrectly called him the king of the spreadsheet. He's more of the sultan of the spreadsheet. Ryan S. Starrett.
If you didn't enjoy the home run derby last night, you're a communist.
The key of the spreadsheet is Josh Dubb. Shout out to Josh Dubb. Because the Orange True Podcast The Orange True Podcast is also the official podcast of guys named Josh. The other side of me, the other side of Ryan, is a man of taste, a man of leisure, a man who has seen a lot of 311 concerts. It's the AU Chief.
Are you down?
To clown. And
a scoot further over on the couch.
This week we have some, I don't know, we're going to talk about a little football, hopefully.
Yeah, I think we're getting close to football.
We're getting close. Can we talk about football?
Who drug a bum in off the street to play
Charlie
baseball?
Blackman.
Hey, he's a rambling ref from Georgia Tech, and he might have just hit a home run.
He's the only guy who plays in the, he did hit a home run. You know how Bo Jackson was the only guy to hit a home run in a baseball all-star game and score a touchdown in the Pro Bowl. Charlie Blackman will be the only player to hit a home run in an all-star game and also be a roadie for the Allman Brothers in the same year. It's pretty awesome.
He might be playing with the Allman Brothers by the look of it.
Absolutely.
Look at him.
So here's the thing, guys. We are in the doldrums of the offseason. We are in what my brother calls Tier 2 sports. Tier 2 sports season.
This week is the preseason of the preseason week. SEC Media Day start next week.
Now baseball is about to heat up because this is the All-Star break. Right. So
this is around the time of the year where I go, let's see where the Rangers are at.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're actually doing really well, so maybe I will get back into baseball this year. But it's just
Rangers Braves World Series.
Oh man, house divided. The Orange and True podcast house. I'm in the midst of just some serious home renovation. Speaking of houses, trying to get the new studio ready. / my house.
The lab.
I'm trying to get the Beat Laboratory put together. Hopefully, we're going to have a nice space for it in the new house. I've already kind of staked out a nice spot for it.
Okay.
It's got some good wood paneling walls that you know are going to have a good echo on this pod. Improve the quality
of ambiance.
Absolutely. But Ryan, what else are we going to talk about? You're going to talk about, we keep teasing season in review. But we're not actually going to.
Yeah, after the holidays, we were a little off our schedule, so we were going to do state of the program next week.
Are we?
I think so.
Okay, we keep teasing that too.
Whenever Jack finally drops the hammer on us and tells us, "Hey, we have to do it."
Well, next week, I'm teasing something that I have planned next week. Jack told us no one's going to listen to this week's podcast, which is probably true every week, but specifically this week because of the holiday or something. But really? Next week,
interesting.
I want to do who's the Auburn of fill in the blank, and go through.
We got an hour long show.
Who is the Auburn of Major League Baseball?
Oh,
who's the Auburn of that? Whatever. We'll kind of go through it.
Turd out of his mouth.
Gross.
It's disgusting.
So, Ryan, you wanted to talk about Gus's coaching tree. I had to pull up the group text to prompt you.
Yeah, did I ever send that to you guys, or is that just me and Jack?
You sent it to me just now, 5:39 p.m. What do y'all think about talking about Gus's coaching tree tonight?
The actual spreadsheet.
Oh, no, you didn't. Gosh. Not send me a spreadsheet.
If you had sent me a spreadsheet, I wouldn't have opened it, so you might have sent it.
That's fair. Can't get you guys to open show notes.
I love spreadsheet. I was the spreadsheet guru of Old Navy when I worked there.
Nice. Yeah. What was that spreadsheet?
Just lots of sales tracking stuff.
Here's where the cargo shorts are.
No.
Men's polos. No,
it wasn't inventory, logistics, or anything. It was sales and whatnot.
Cool.
Yep.
One of these times, I'm going to tell you guys how I quit working at Dick's Sporting Goods. That'll be a story I can tell on the pod.
Okay. We're going to put that, like, this is the new Mama G's review. We got another year for that one. That'll be next offseason.
Drew worked at, Crow worked at Dick's Sporting Goods for 10 days. And then
shorter than my time at Cheeburger.
And then it was part of a class action lawsuit against Dick's Sporting Goods.
Don't spoil it.
Right.
So, Gus's coaching tree. It's something I kind of explored last offseason and then kind of kept tabs on it through this offseason.
We talked about it a little bit
in the group chat. And I think it's something he doesn't really get enough credit for. You know, Gus is still looked at as a new head coach.
Yeah.
At least I think he is.
Yeah. Which is funny because he's actually, like, was he second or third longest tenured head coach?
Right. Behind Saban and...
Second.
That's it. Right. I think he's second. Yeah.
Yeah. He's got some guys that, whether it was they coached with him in high school, they coached with him at Tulsa, Auburn, Arkansas State, whatever, that are kind of climbing the ranks now. There's a couple of guys that are head coaches, a couple of coordinators, some former players that are now in the coaching ranks. So I thought we'd kind of explore that a little bit.
He's third behind Dan Mullen if you count Dan Mullen's time at Mississippi State. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Do you count Chip Lindsey as part of this? That's my first question.
I think I do. He was a Alabama high school coach until Gus was working at Auburn. And not only did he work with Gus at Auburn, Chip Lindsey worked with Mike Norvell out of Arizona State.
Yeah.
Who is a Gus Malzahn guy from the Tulsa days.
It all comes back full circle.
So the guys that are head coaches right now that have worked with Gus in prior years, Chip Lindsey, now at Troy, Chris Ball, who's at Northern Arizona, not a big name, but he's also a coach, Eli Drinkwitz, now the head coach at App State. He actually worked at Springdale after Gus left.
Wow.
And then when Gus, was having FBS jobs, he was at Auburn for a couple of years as a quality assistant.
Yeah. What crime was Eli Drinkwitz a witness to that he changed his name to Eli Drinkwitz to avoid detection?
Maybe he just changed it because he wanted to be like, hey guys, you want to have Drinkwitz me?
Oh man, that's good.
Is that a recruiting pitch?
No, it's just something you used to say to the lady.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Drinkwitz Eli. That's what his. You want Drinkwitz Eli? That's me.
You got Jake Spavital, who's now the head coach at Texas State.
Ghost Cats.
Jake Spavital.
Yeah, his first coaching job was as a grad assistant at Tulsa under Gus. Okay, all right.
The Tulsa years are kind of the lost years that Gus Malzahn.
Right, but he should have been the offense coordinator at Auburn.
He kind of disappeared.
after Arkansas, he went to Tulsa. And then the last guy is Mike Norvell, as I was mentioning. He was the wide receiver coach at Tulsa while Gus was there.
Right. He's also our current offensive coordinator worked for him, right?
Kenny Dillingham, right. Yeah. So Dillingham's got a couple of connections. He's working with Gus now, but he came up at Arizona State where Norvell was the Arizona State offensive coordinator. So there's a couple former players that Gus has.
Right.
And there are a lot of them are on Gus' staff now.
Cody Burns.
Travis Williams.
Travis Williams is not one of
Gus's players, but he has come up in Gus's coaching tree.
I know enough about Auburn sports to know that's not true.
Right. He's come up in Gus's coaching tree, though. I mean, sits as a grad assistant.
Was he a grad assistant under Gus? I thought he was a grad assistant when Chizik was here, right?
What's his? Cody was not a grad assistant for Gus. He was a grad assistant for Pat Sullivan, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Or somebody.
Travis Williams went to Rhett.
Travis Williams was a grad assistant from Auburn from 2009 to 2011.
Yep.
Not working for Gus.
Right.
And then Gus came. He brought Travis back into 2014 as an assistant.
Yeah.
And then became linebackers coach 2016.
Yeah. Where is Rhett Lashley currently in the world? Is he at SMU?
SMU.
Yeah, Rhett Lashley's at SMU.
Is he the head coach?
No. He's also coordinator.
Yeah.
SMU is...
The head coach was...
Was Chad Morris.
Right. Who is now...
Well, I knew that.
I'm not sure who's there right now.
And so Rhett is still there.
Oh, it's the guy that was at Cal.
Could you name all 12?
Jeff Tedford.
No.
No, he's at Fresno now, isn't he?
It's been a long time.
Tedford's been at Fresno forever.
Yeah.
How many... Could you name... All of the SEC head coaches right now.
Nope. Yep.
Could you name all the Big 12 head coaches right now?
Not a chance. No.
Les Miles.
That's right.
Matt Brown?
No.
No. He's the ACC.
But so anyway, some more former players of
Major Gus's that are...
No. I think he's at Houston still.
Some more former players of Gus's that are now coaching. Barrett Trotter's a grad assistant at Auburn. Don't know if you guys knew that. Marcus Davis is also a grad assistant.
I knew that.
Let's see.
Marcus Davis is a grad assistant.
Jonathan Wallace.
Yeah, recruiting.
Jonathan Wallace was a grad assistant for Auburn a couple of years ago.
Now he's at Air Force.
He's the Air Force tight ends coach.
Yeah.
Ryan Applin is the offensive coordinator for UNA.
Ryan Applin was a quarterback for Gus at
Arkansas State.
And then he came here as a grad assistant of some sort.
Right.
Jonathan Wallace is one of those things. Jonathan Wallace was one of those guys.
Cult hero.
Yeah. Well, like... He was...
He's the only guy that played well in that Texas A&M game
where he got destroyed him. He was the guy that all your Auburn friends who don't really know a lot about how players play would say, oh, everybody else has given up on the season except for Jonathan Wallace.
Well, you could look at him, Trey Mason, and maybe Josh Holsey. Those three freshmen in 2012.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, those guys are pretty good.
But then, one's given up. Yeah, those guys are trying to make it to the NFL. They know those games are on film.
They're demoralized.
But they are not trying any longer. They would love to be winning those games.
Oh, yeah.
They might have given up in the second half of that A&M game.
Well, they want that game to be over, that's for sure.
Man. And then Ryan Pugh, also one of Gus's former offensive linemen, is now the offensive coordinator for Chip at Troy.
Only played a
2 years.
2 years under
Gus. Yeah, 9 and 10.
He was already pretty special. I don't know if I give that one to Gus, but I guess we can.
But he's, I love but because he's also working for Chip Lindsey, that's where I'm kind of giving him that.
Right. Sure.
Let's see. I think was Pugh not
Ryan Pugh came a long way from that.
Yeah, Pugh was a
intoxication he had his freshman year.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, he was also a SEC freshman of the year that year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Playing guard.
Dude, that dude could play.
Right?
That whole offensive line could flat out play.
Oh, yeah. Zimba? Good look. Man.
None of them make the NFL, but all of them were just like...
Monsters.
You would love to have them in a street fight.
Yeah. Zimba didn't make it more injury stuff, I think.
Yeah, he made it to the league on the Panthers.
Yeah, Andrew McCain was part of the Dragons.
Dragons.
Was a part of that offensive line.
Yeah, so those are... The main highlights. I mean, there's a couple other guys that you may or may not give Gus any credit for.
I don't give credit for Gus Gus for anything, man.
Sounds about right.
Not until he beats Georgia.
Here's my thing. I kind of think Coach Decrees are overrated.
Yeah, you see that.
Because if you look at one of the more illustrious coaching trees nowadays, Saban's, they're not very good head coaches.
Yeah.
Well, look at Bill Belichick's. They're all terrible head coaches.
Right.
They're all terrible.
But what ends up happening
except
is
except for Saban.
The best coaches that worked for – or sorry, the best coaches, their favorite assistants almost automatically get head coaching spots.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what you're seeing with Gus is a lot of these guys are working for Gus for a couple of years, going other places, getting a ton of experience as an assistant, and – working their way up.
Always used to make me mad that Saban got... They're like, oh, yeah. Will Muschamp, he's part of the Saban tree. And I'm like, he's part of the Tommy Tuberville tree. What are you talking about?
Or the Mack Brown tree.
Yeah. So...
He was the head coach in waiting at Texas.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. I think, these Saban guys get a lot of credit, but,
right. I mean. We might have another guy.
I guess Kirby's won the East.
Right.
Left
challenger.
He beat a severely limited Auburn team to actually win the conference. I mean, that's
big. Yo, Kirby's the real mastermind of that Saban defense. Now that we got Kirby.
I mean, they beat Auburn. Right. I'll give them that.
Kirby Smart can't get a haircut, much less beat Alabama.
Man, no. He needs a haircut,
though. Yeah, he really does.
That's what you were getting.
No, I'm saying I think he cuts his hair with
the Vitamix. He has the same haircut as the...
Flo-by?
Yeah.
He has the same haircut as the guy from Parks and Rec that's the head of the business council.
Yes.
I can't remember his name. He's the...
He's got the haircut of a pro wrestler from the 1980s.
We're in Pete Rose looking hair. That's what he looks like.
Pete Rose. The coaching career, it is interesting to see how many guys have coached for Gus and have gone on.
Yeah, I mean, when you've been a head coach and an assistant through high school, through college for this long, you're going to have guys that have gotten jobs other places.
Yeah,
I think it's interesting to track because there are so many young guys right now that are kind of working their way through.
I think the most interesting ones are not the guys that either played or coached under him, they'd already been coaches. I think it's the high school guys that he brought in.
Right.
And brought in. Did you even mention Bentley from South Carolina?
I have not.
Gus likes to take high school coaches and give them a start in college coaching. And I think that's more interesting than any other parts of the coaching tree.
Yeah.
I
think he's kind of broken down the stigma of high school coaches. Yeah,
I think he has a lot. I think he's a hero to all high school coaches everywhere.
Because a lot of people outside of the state of Alabama look at Gus as one of the top 10 coaches in the country.
Yeah.
Which, sure.
Yeah.
If you live in the state of Alabama, you probably don't think that.
Oh, you definitely don't.
No, nobody
thinks Auburn that. Fans don't think that.
Right.
I think Chris Todd was a... coach. He's not.
No, he's...
He's selling insurance now.
I feel like he sells Chris F. Todd. If he's a financial advisor in Birmingham. I got him on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
I'm gonna friend him on LinkedIn.
I've hung out with Chris a few times.
Cool guy?
Yeah.
Let me do a quick verification of my LinkedIn. I've logged in a long time.
What's your password?
I don't know.
What's your password?
Probably football or some nonsense like that.
It's whatever that crazy combination of letters of the cycling guy was.
Merckx? Eddie Merckx? M-E-R-C-K-X?
See, you guessed it. You guessed it. Look at
him. R-C-K-X. Yeah.
Merckx.
That's just random punching.
So we got anything else on Gus's?
No, that's all I really got, unless you guys want to expound on it at all. I think Jack's going to write some more on the site about it this week.
Yeah. I think Chief raised an interesting point. Is a coaching tree a sign of a good coach? Is a coaching tree a sign of a guy who hires well around him? Because, like, Mac Brown's coaching tree is probably incredible.
Well, I mean, Saban, every coach in the country that wants to move up wants to work for him. Nobody actually wants to work for the guy.
Everybody that wants to be rehabbed works for Saban.
Well, they want to be hired by him as an off-the-field assistant.
Because it's a great on your resume.
Yeah.
You know you're going to get a better job. Sure. None of them actually want to work for the guy. Right. I know for a fact. That no one wants to work for the guy.
But the question is, like, say Mac Brown's coaching tree is incredible because the CEO, which is what he was in Texas, meant that he would just try to find the best guys
to coach and for him. That's what Saban can do.
Yeah. Except that Saban's giving you the script for defense.
Right. Like, but he can take his pick of whoever he wants to bring in.
Right. So whereas Gus does not want to call defense.
No.
And so... Is his coaching team more of a sign of a guy who can hire well? But none of his coaches are defensive guys. Like, his coach tree you wouldn't say Ellis Johnson is part of the Gus Malzahn coach tree.
But I will give him credit for Travis Williams, who could be a defensive coordinator soon, could be a head coach.
He should be
fairly soon.
President of Auburn University. We're hiring one of those. Why not Travis Williams? Why not let him do both? / record a new album. We have a new album, T. Will. Trying to get a new album out of you.
Maybe the 10-year anniversary.
I know.
Another year.
Follow-up. When's the follow-up to Tiger Walk? Everyone wants me to do a follow-up to We Got Jared. We're waiting 10 more years for T-Wells Tiger Walk.
What I'm hearing is that the two of you should do a collaboration.
Oh my gosh.
Oh man. I don't think the world's ready.
Oh man, the world is not ready for that. I would do it though. I've seen the army
the Chronic 2000. You could do the Tiger Walk 2020.
Yeah, I was thinking more. I'd be like the Ashanti to his Ja Rule.
Oh,
yeah, and all those songs.
Okay, right.
Yeah, those are, or J Lo to his Ja Rule.
Ja Rule was a rapper, right? From
Ja Rule. Yeah, he did the Fire Festival.
Yeah, you're right.
That's what he's famous for.
Yes, that's exactly all
the documentaries. He was a star in like three of them.
The best part of the Fire Festival documentary is the fact that there were a large number of people who saw that Ja Rule was putting on a festival in 2017
and
or whatever.
Laid their and we're like, big bucks down.
Oh man, yeah, I gotta go to that. I gotta be part of that. It's Ja Rule. In 2005, it might have been the place to be.
I think it was already over. I think the shine was already off that diamond.
It's murder.
Is that how that goes? Anyway.
Shine's off that turret.
Take a break?
Yeah, we'll take a break, Jack. Thanks, Chief, for keeping us on track. You're back with the Orange and True podcast.
I'm the break
guy. I'm Crow. There's Chief. Here's Ryan.
What's going on?
So we're going to play
another game.
A game.
Can I do a quick plug while I'm thinking about it?
Yeah, a plug. Chief, why not? What do you got going on?
Is he selling another car?
No. I discovered a really great ice cream. It's a great value brand. Sea salt caramel. It's delicious.
Great. The Walmart brand?
The Walmart brand.
Walmart's not a sponsor of this podcast.
I know.
Not even a little bit.
I know, but it's great. It's good ice cream. I'm trying to help out my ice cream fans. Friends of the pod. I don't know what I was trying to say there. People that listen to this pod like truthers. Ice cream. Truthers like ice cream.
Yeah.
I mean, Orange and Truthers is a sherbet flavor, right?
Gosh, it needs to be.
It could be.
Shout out to Ben and Jerry. We need you guys to make
could this, be like a dreamsicle type flavor.
There you go.
But anyway, sea salt and caramel. It is possibly my favorite ice cream of all time.
All right, so
that's your ice cream spotlight of the week.
Just discovered it this week, too.
Sea salt and caramel is a good idea.
Oh, it's great. It's I like got a little truffles in it, too.
Yeah.
It's got caramel truffle things in it. Chef's kiss.
Chef's kiss.
Cheese kiss. All right. Got a letter there.
Here's the thing. I'm going to do some would you rathers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go one, a funny one. Two, an Auburn one. Three, a funny one. Four, an Auburn one. Five, a funny one. So five would you rathers.
Okay. I hope you guys wrote that down because I didn't.
Alternating funny ones and Auburn ones. The first one's a funny one. Ryan, would you rather have two belly buttons or only one nipple?
Two belly buttons. It is so satisfying to scratch my belly button. If I could do it twice. That's an easy one. Chief, are they like up and down or are they next to each other? Does that matter?
Yeah.
Do I get to pick where it's at?
Wait, choice. Where is this one nipple?
Right in the middle of your chest. Middle of your chest.
Like Scaramanga?
Yes.
But you only have the one in the middle?
Right.
I'll go with one nipple.
Scaramanga is a great deep cut James Bond reference.
I actually don't know that one.
Yeah.
Man with Golden Gun.
Ah, okay.
It's Christopher Lee.
Goldmember, right?
No, Golden Gun. It's one of the weirdest slash
it's so weird.
Worst James Bond movies.
So weird. There is a scene in
scene in it where the guy yells for Tabasco sauce to his like little person who is his slave.
You know, I had never watched that movie all the way. I met him.
Knickknack.
He
says knickknack Tabasco.
His famous role was on Fantasy Island.
Right.
I met him at the June Jam in Fort Payne, Alabama. Shortly
before. Was he signing autographs?
He was just there hanging out.
Wanted to go see the Alabama.
I had no idea who it was, but I was 5 years old, the same height as him. I was the first little person I'd ever met.
Yeah.
So I thought it was the coolest thing that ever happened to me. So it was awesome. One nipple. Man with a Golden Gun, I'd only seen it. The first time I watched it all the way through was last year.
Mm-hmm. Would you rather, Ryan, Auburn wins the 2007 Georgia game?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which is known as the Soldier Boy game. Which, if Auburn wins that game, a lot changes in the world.
Yes.
Because Auburn probably wins the division.
Yeah.
Anyway, if Auburn wins the 2007 Georgia game, or would you rather Auburn wins, take your pick, any regular season Georgia game of Gus Malzahn's that he has lost?
Well, Ryan doesn't remember the 2007 Georgia game.
No, I remember that. Yeah. No, I remember every Georgia game.
Oh, yeah. That's true. You were 12.
Yeah, it was 12.
It was probably...
Yeah, middle school was rough.
That one probably hurt. Yeah.
Give me... Let's see. Free said regular season?
Regular season.
No ACC championship.
Right.
Give...
Because the stakes were too high.
Yeah. Right. Right. You can't just say, well, yeah, I'll take that. We're going to the national championship.
Give me a 2014 Georgia game.
Wow.
And that... There's a... If that Bama game is for the West, which it would be at that point, there might be a different outcome. I don't know.
We'll get you. Same question.
Oh, 7.
I agree.
2007. Without question. I have no thoughts of anything else. That was one of the lowest moments of my Auburn
fandom. Yeah.
It was embarrassing how what they did to us.
And they beat the snot out of Auburn.
Yes.
It was a bad game.
I knew it was coming. I worked with a big Georgia fan, or the whole, she was not a dwag, as one would say. They were talking for weeks about how, yeah, they were going to wear those black jerseys. And they'd been saying that for years, right?
Right.
So I knew how pumped they were, because just based on that. And when that happened, I was like, oh, this is, we're screwed. And we were screwed. That was a shellacking. They rubbed our nose in it. It was not fun.
But you know what, Chief? We beat the dog crap out of them.
We beat the dog crap out of them.
Well,
would you rather?
That was a long time coming, and that felt really good. Now, if you asked me if I would trade one of those, that would be a hard question. Anyway.
Would you rather not be able to open any doors that are closed for yourself?
Literally, or like,
no, metaphorically, not metaphorically. Yeah. Okay. So you literally have to wait for someone else to open the door for you, or not be able to close any open doors yourself.
See, the last one sounds more reasonable, not being able to close doors.
No, I'm gonna go,
we're
asking Ryan.
But my wife's got a thing about the doors all have to be closed at night in her bedroom.
My wife has the same thing,
and if I couldn't do that, she might just leave me. So,
you have to be the one that closes it?
Right.
That's funny.
She gets in bed, closes all the doors, and that's how we go to bed.
I'm going to go not be able to close the doors, because she could buy those little hydraulic arms that'll close it for you.
That's a good idea. It's a good workaround.
So,
it's a pretty good one.
That's what I'm going on.
All right.
Because if it's closed and you can't open, you can't do anything to make it open.
What about doors that don't have handles? Like, if it's a cowboy door, salon door, can you just walk through it?
No,
you have to walk. Yeah, you can just walk through it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I think.
So then I could install those everywhere, and that would be awesome.
Install saloon doors to everywhere.
Security would just be terrible.
You'd hear everybody coming in.
No, that's true.
Would you rather...
With their spurs and...
Would you rather... Jeff Lebo gets 2 more years. Mm. 3 more years of Auburn. He gets 3 more years. So Tony Barbie's never hired. The new arena opens.
They get Bruce, and we're fine. Yeah,
the new arena opens with Jeff Lebo as the head coach.
Mm.
Maybe not, because Jeff Lebo wasn't that bad. Or, okay, so you got the Jeff Lebo era. Or would you rather, no, you know what? Never mind. Would you rather Tony Barbie is the head coach of Auburn basketball for another year? So Bruce doesn't get hired. He probably gets hired by Boston College.
Or Alabama.
I don't know what they would have done. I think Boston College is where he's from. And they were hired. They literally, that job came open the week after Auburn hired him. Like, it was, there was hit. Right. Back then, he hadn't, because there was the whole, did you sign your contract then because of Barbie? But Bruce already had.
Just like die.
Right. So would you rather.
That sounds awful. What's the other option?
Okay. So Bruce hasn't come to Auburn. Or would you rather Chizik gets 2 more years? 2 more years.
Hmm.
So you have 3-9, so that means 13 doesn't happen. Or maybe it does. Maybe it's even better. Who knows? But Chiz, you never know. 2010 could show up.
Yeah, so...
So basically, we'd rather not have Bruce or never have Gus.
It sounds like one of the sports is going to be really bad
mm-hmm.
for at least 1 or 2 more years.
Mm-hmm.
So at least I could get coaches I like with Chizik and Bruce.
Uh-huh.
Maybe, I don't know, maybe that's the offsetting decision.
Man, you talk about recruiting Chizik and Bruce on campus.
Trevor Taylor and Bruce on campus.
I'd be signed with so many people. Be oversigned in basketball.
Give me Chizik.
I'm taking Chizik for 2 more years.
Because I still don't think 2013 would have been super bad.
No, it would have been.
3-9 bad?
It would have been.
Yeah.
It was the same guys.
It was the same dudes. It was the
same dudes.
The only reason we did better is the whole new coach.
Different offense. New coach running the offense, those guys who were recruited to play.
I just...
Do I have to keep Loeffler and Van Gorder? That's the real question.
Well, I don't think he would have kept Loeffler.
No, they're both. Right. Well, Van Gorder, maybe.
Yeah, Van Gorder, maybe, but Loeffler.
Well, I mean, we're not upgrading that much when we get Ellis Johnson.
Yeah, true. No, I'm taking Chiz because I think I've gone on record as saying I don't really care if football wins another game if we could win, you know, a national championship in basketball.
Yeah.
But that may, but we may lose some listeners over that.
2013, 14, 15 are some dark years.
Well, here's my other logic.
15 was either way.
Here's my other logic on that is the people that you're worried about talking smack to you and all that stuff already do. And they already treat us like we don't win a game every year. Like we're the lowliest of teams. So it doesn't really matter. At least if we're bad, you can just be like, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Then we really become a basketball school.
Yeah, then we're just a basketball school.
Who was Auburn higher in 2015? Who was on the...
If we... In football?
So, yeah, we finally fired Chizik in 15 is what you're saying?
Yeah, we hire...
Who are we hiring?
What's his name? The Chad Morris, probably.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Because he was at Clemson still at that point.
Or they hire Will Muschamp.
Oh, definitely Will Muschamp.
Yeah, it would have been Muschamp.
Definitely Will Muschamp. Well, actually...
This is getting worse.
No, there's two. I was actually surprised we hired. Gus was allowed to hire Will as his defense coordinator because there's friction between one Coach Muschamp and some people with
the PTB.
Yeah, the PTB, the powers that be. So maybe that doesn't happen, but maybe it does.
Hmm.
So.
Well, who else you got for us, girl?
Connected with who do we hire in basketball if we don't hire Bruce Pearl? Yeah, that's, I think is. I mean,
here
I don't think we have any names. Avery Johnson?
Do we hire Avery Johnson?
All right, last one, guys. I think this has been a nice extra. I might bring this back in a couple of weeks.
I like this.
Would you rather pee your pants once a week, but no one knows but you? You're the only one who knows that you've peed your pants.
How do you know that it's not already the case?
True. Or... Oh, what a jack that was. Joey Gallo, the Texas Rangers, sent that one into the stands. So you pee your pants once a week, but no one knows. Or you do not ever pee your pants. But once a week, everyone in the room you're in
thinks
you've peed your pants. And you don't know when it's going to happen. So you can't go, well, I'm just not going to show up to work today.
Now, the people that know you pee your pants, do they think it's a medical condition? Like you can't help it? Or you're just...
No, they're like... What's going on? Did you pee your pants?
Why did this guy pee his pants?
Well, they probably don't say anything because think about it. If you're in a room with a guy who's peed his pants, you're just going to look at him like, who is this child?
Yeah.
What's wrong with him?
Okay.
So the question is, would you rather pee your pants and no one finds out? Or you don't pee your pants, but everyone thinks you peed your pants. So basically,
it's got to be pee your pants because you can at least, you can prepare.
It's so uncomfortable.
I haven't peed my pants.
But it's unpredictable.
I can't imagine.
It's unpredictable, so you can't wear a diaper or anything unless you just want to be wearing a diaper all the time.
I don't brag about it.
There are people that do.
It's been a long time since I pee my pants.
Yeah, I guess I'd
well, probably, does being in the lake peeing your pants count?
No, that can't count if that's the case. I pee your pants constantly.
Because I did that last weekend.
Yeah, I pee my pants in every body of water I ever get in. Except for the bathtub.
Let me let me make sure I don't have you over to hang out in the kiddie pool with my house. Yeah, I guess I'd rather pee my pants than have everyone think I pee my pants.
There are two kind of people in the world, Ryan. Those who pee in their wetsuit and liars. You know, pees in your wetsuit.
You know, baseball is the only sport out there that features a lot of old and a lot of fat guys. There's a lot of fat guys playing baseball.
That is a heck of a transition.
Yeah, that is.
I just noticed there was a dude that looked like he was 50.
You're about to talk about adult diapers?
That might have been the manager.
No. I don't think he was.
Because they get to wear uniforms and pretend to be on the team or something.
Yeah, kind of. Matt, I think every NBA coach should wear a uniform.
I think the NFL coaches should.
Your hands.
And a helmet.
All right, maybe that's time for a break then.
Take a break. And we're back. I think that sponsor
Bush's Baked Beans, maybe.
I hope it was Bush's Baked Beans, but I guarantee you it was a podcast.
Oh, probably. From the Vox. You think there's a media podcast network about Bush's Baked
Beans? Here's the better question. Is this podcast advertising on other podcasts?
Not a chance.
Man, I hope so.
I don't think we cut a
promo. If we were right, on somebody else's podcast, that'd be impressive.
We need to cut a promo and be like, hey, guys, you need to advertise our pod.
One second. You guys keep talking. I'm about to cut a promo.
So let's talk about Jared Harper. We haven't talked about Jared Harper.
Cut one live on air.
I'm about to cut one live on air. Okay. Keep talking.
We haven't talked about Jared Harper yet.
Yeah, Jared Harper had a great game.
Yeah, his summer league debut last night. So it would have been Monday night. 19 points and four assists.
Yeah.
Really, really good game. I mean,
33 got some national minutes attention. Something like that.
Yeah, I got some national attention kind of recognizing how great he was playing.
Yeah.
If he does that a lot more of that, he'll be on an NBA roster.
Crow informed me that the Suns did sign Ricky Rubio.
Ricky Rubio from Spain.
He was a teenage phenom over in still the Spanish league.
Incredible player. Yeah,
didn't he get drafted like 10 years ago when he was like 16 or something like that?
Playing drafted at 18.
Timberwolves?
Yeah, played for the T-Wolves for a long time.
Kevin Love. He just never came over for a couple years.
He did. He stayed over there for another year at least. But he
didn't he get drafted around the same time as Jimmer Fredette?
A little, a couple years earlier than that. Okay. He's been in the league for a while.
Yeah, he has.
All right, you guys ready for me to cut a promo?
He's got 90s hair.
Well, now he's like super long and he has a sweet tats. Oh. He's kind of turned into like this like heartthrob of the ladies who watch the NBA.
Okay. Is there like a subculture of women that love the NBA?
Yes, the NBA is the internet's official sport.
Okay.
So... But I think Jared's got a really good shot of making that team.
Yeah.
Or making at least a team.
Well, that's what we talked about. So they signed him. They signed a few other guards. So maybe, I mean,
two guards.
Yeah, I think they like Jared.
But Jared also doesn't have to stay with the Suns.
Right. So I think there's got to be somebody out there to be like, you know what, this guy might be our backup point guard.
Send him to the Lakers.
Maybe LeBron would be like, I want this guy.
Yeah.
To go along with Carmelo and Vince Carter.
All right, I'm going to try to do this promo off the fly, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to try to do
this. I thought that was our promo.
Is this staying live
in the episode? I thought what we were talking about was our promo.
You can edit this to be a promo. Put some sweet music behind it. I'm totally doing a parody of a very famous wrestling promotion.
Oh, okay.
Okay. First of all, I'd like to thank the many, many fans throughout this country that wrote cards and letters to the Orange Crew podcast while we were down. Secondly, I want to thank College Magnolia Promotions for waiting and taking the time because I know how important it was. The Iron Bowl is to the wrestling fans. It is to the College Magnolia and to the Orange Crew podcast, the Auburn podcast. With that, wait, I got what I wanted. Alabama. I don't have to say a whole lot more about the way I feel about Alabama. No respect, no honor. There is no honor amongst thieves in the first place. He put hard times on the Orange and True podcast and our podcast friends. You don't know what hard times are, Daddy. Hard times are when the textile workers around this country are out of work. They got four or five kids and can't pay their wages, can't buy their food. Hard times when the auto workers are out of work and they tell them to go home. And hard times when a man has worked at a job for 30 years, and they give him a watch, kick him in the butt and say, hey, a computer took your place, Daddy. That's hard times. That's hard times. In Alabama, you put hard times on this country by taking Auburn out. That's hard times. And we all had hard times together, and I admit, I don't look like the athlete of the day is supposed to look. My belly's a little big, my high's a little big, but brother, I am bad. And they know I'm bad. There were two bad people. One was John Wayne, and he's dead, brother. And the other is right here. Alabama, the world's heavyweight title belongs to these people, the Orange and Truthers. I'm gonna reach out right now. I want you to home to know my hand is touching your hand for the gathering of the biggest body of people in this country, in this universe, all over the world right now, reaching out because of the love that was given me, and this time I'll repay you now, because I will be the host of a podcast of a champion team in this hard time blues. The Orange and True Podcast Tour 2020. In Alabama, let me lead you with this. One way to hurt Alabama is to take what he cherishes more than anything in the world, and that's the title. I'm gonna take it. I've been there twice. This time when I take it, Daddy, I'm gonna take it for you. Let's gather for it. Don't let me down now, because I came back for you, for that man upstairs that died 10, 12 years ago, and never got the opportunity to see a real champion. And I'm proud of you. Thank God I have you, and I love you. I love you. cut, Jack. That's our promo.
I think that might have been a little long.
It might be long. Anytime you can do a Hard Times by Dusty Rhodes promo.
That's just what Dusty Rhodes said, man. Okay. It was kind of like saying baby when Vince Vaughn was on the Swingers, yeah.
He said daddy. He'd be like, come on, daddy. He'd like, I'm daddy. You're daddy. We're all daddy. I think I might start doing that.
Daddy-o. Let's go with daddy-o.
I think I might start saying daddy like Dusty Rhodes.
Dusty Rhodes.
Speaking of sports that have some fat guys in it. Dusty Rhodes.
That sports?
Sports entertainment.
Okay.
WWE.
But I mean, you guys didn't seem to agree that there are a lot of old guys and fat guys that play baseball.
It's because it's not...
I don't know. I just watched the Home Run Derby and a bunch of 21-year-olds showed out.
I'm just saying it's always been that way.
There's Vladdy is not the thinnest guy I've ever seen.
Yeah, Vladdy's kind
of
big.
Did you see that there were people on baseball Twitter upset that the winner of the Home Run Derby celebrated a little too much?
How dare he?
Because he didn't go the other way and beat the shift, Crow.
Guys.
Acuna hit him out of the park all over the place. Did you see that?
Yeah.
He just sprayed him.
I didn't see it. I didn't watch it. But I heard about it. And I read about it on
I saw the infographic.
Nice. 538? Well, guys, I don't know how much else we have to do. We recorded a promo.
That was pretty good.
I hope that Jack just cuts that and puts it out as his own file.
Yeah, you guys got anything else going on?
Oh, I got a house.
Yeah, the house thing.
Predictions for SEC Media Days, because that's like the event of the summer.
Okay.
Oh, I think we think Tega will be a...
I think it's Tega and Derrick Brown are pretty locked in.
And we need one
maybe
more.
Will Hastings?
Here's if
maybe him or Stove, one of the
Gus. Gus, we know you're listening to this. Take Joey and Bo and just really screw with everybody.
Take Joey, Bo, and Aaron Sipos.
You can take three, can you?
Yeah, you take three.
Okay, yeah, those three. The two quarterbacks that you won't announce who's quarterback and Aaron Sipos.
Yeah, they'll sell those two freshmen to the right to the Wolves.
How hard is it? All you say. Yeah, it's going to be a real tough year. We're going to work really hard. We put in a lot of work this offseason, try and get a little bit better.
Just give them a little script to read.
They don't have to have a script. Anybody can say those things.
I don't know.
We like our chances in every game we play this year. We really expect to win. A lot of good teams in this conference. We think we're really good, too. That's it. That's the answer to every question.
There's a reason they don't send freshmen.
Do you think they're going to ask about Jared Stidham and his wedding or being from Texas?
Man, I'm probably going to see those pictures from
that. That was creeped me out.
This is a little beefcakey and a little,
That's fine. Weird. If they want to do that, it creeps me out when Auburn fan sites report it like it's the news.
When pay sites
post
a tweet about it with a picture of a.
Yeah.
Half a butt cheek, I'll have to say.
In poor taste.
It was a strange thing to see happening.
It's not like it's the royal wedding.
For a guy that doesn't play here anymore.
Right. A Patriots player.
Anyway. From Texas.
Nothing gets them clicks like...
I guess maybe that's why it's the Pats and it's a beautiful young lady.
Yes.
In her bathing suit.
It's 100% why.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever been to a website called Instagram.
No,
I didn't know which website you were going to ask about.
I sort of stay away from it. This is where Ryan would have to
Instagram?
Tell me what something is because I don't work. No, I do have an Instagram account.
Instagram, as our friend Josh calls it.
Yeah? Which friend, Josh?
Josh Dubb, the Sultan of spreadsheets.
Instagram.
I'm the Sultan, come on.
He's sorry, the King of Spreadsheets.
Sultan of Spreadsheets.
The Emperor of Excel. The Colossus of Calculus.
The Duke of Data.
Yeah. You don't go all day.
pretty impressed with myself coming up.
Yeah, Duke of Data's not bad.
I think that's what I'm going to call Josh from now on.
Duke of Data.
Are you
Emperor of Excel. Colossus of Calculus.
Sultan of Stats.
Sultan of Stats. All right.
Swami of Stats. No.
The Goliath. The Graphs.
Well, there we go. I'm reaching now. Dude, I don't think we have much more to talk about.
We don't. Shout out to Lydia.
Yeah, Lydia, how you doing?
Made it all the way to the end of the
She's still a champ of the week?
Champ of the week. Eternal champ of the week.
You might have lost her name,
Lydia. Eternal champ of the week. Soon to be closer to home.
Guys, send us your recipes. I'm always looking for new things. Kind of getting in a dinner rut at this point. Kind of making the same thing over and over again. I do a lot of cooking, so.
Do you have much time for cooking these days?
Well, not right now. But we got a new house coming up that I'm hopefully going to... Right now, we're eating a lot of chicken salad we buy at the Aldi. Because we just don't have time to cook. So we're just eating prepackaged food that we put on bread. Call it a meal.
Sounds fun.
It's not the best. It's not awful.
We eat out a lot, so it's better than that.
I had Wendy's today.
I eat Wendy's 3 to 4 times a week. Not really, but a lot. It's not good. They have
we are out of stuff.
We're out of time. Out of stuff to talk about. Yeah. Guys, next week, we're going to talk about...
State of the program.
State of the program, and who is the Auburn of what? We have that. We're ghosts.